USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Another day, another court is blocking a vaccine mandate put in place by the Biden administration. This time the mandate being blocked for federal contractors by a Georgia court. The judge saying Biden likely went beyond his authority and the mandate is now stopped from going into effect nationwide. Today calls for reflection and gratitude on the 80th anniversary of the Pearl Harbor attack.
I seen seamen jumping in the water covered with oil. It was on fire. Most of them died in the water. Most of them died, and the rest of them died when they reached the beach.
Pearl Harbor survivor and Chandler, Arizona resident Jack Holder. Early this morning, President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden paid their respects by visiting the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. This is USA Radio News.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin says the proposed $1.7 trillion Build Back Better bill needs a lot of changes. He expressed doubt that Democrats could pass the bill before Christmas. This as Republican Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell also calls into question some of the bill's record keeping and accounting.
The entitlement programs will surely last forever, but for accounting purposes, Democrats are pretending the money stops after a decade. Many states will not be keen to be socialist guinea pigs.
Changes to improve teen safety on Instagram are rolling out this week. The changes come a day before its CEO is supposed to testify before Congress on how the app impacts the mental health of teens and children. New updates include a Take a Break feature that will ask users to stop using Instagram momentarily. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A group is releasing a sobering statistic.
The number of police shot and killed in the line of duty has reached a new high, according to statistics from the Fraternal Order of Police. As of midnight on November 30th, there have been 314 officers shot in the line of duty this year. Of those officers shot, 58 of them were killed by gunfire. The FOP stated in a presentation on monthly statistics of shootings of police. Heather McDonald is an expert on the subject.
When you compare that 58 dead officers to the number of officers in the country, which is about 675,000, and then let's look at how many unarmed blacks have been fatally shot by a police officer this year. 4.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For decades, Democrats accused Republicans of cutting taxes for the rich, but it's the Democrats from high-tax states like New Jersey, California, and New York who are pushing for a bigger state and local tax deduction. The Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania estimates that their proposed change in the SALT deduction would reduce the federal taxes of the bottom 80% by about $16 in 2022. For taxpayers in the top 1%, it would be a tax cut of nearly $16,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.